Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Hey, thank you so very much for joining me this evening for Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Hey, my name is Zeke Bolden. I am a life certified life coach that I specialize in relationship and spiritual coaching. And I every Tuesday, I promise to bring you an episode that challenges you, that causes you to think, that causes you to really see a truth from a different light. And that a lot of times people, the only thing that they can handle, they can handle you talking, they can handle you speaking, but they sometimes cannot handle you telling the truth, especially when the truth is about them. So we're going to take it to you tonight. We're looking forward to your input, looking forward to you connecting with me. It is so easy to do that. If I state something on over the air and you want to share, or you want to have you got a question about, or you want to talk about, only thing you have to do is press 1 on your keypad on your phone, and it will give me an indication that you would like to share something. So those are the basic rules. Oh, other than that, be respectful, because a lot of people are listening to this broadcast, and it is on the internet nationwide. So keep your profanity to yourself. And if you don't want to be known who's actually saying something, I won't acknowledge it. It's up to you. But I will call you by your telephone number. So we don't have much time tonight, so I want to jump right into what we've been discussing, which is a very, very hot issue. And by the way, those who are online right now, I appreciate it. I think as soon as my wife gets in, she might jump on the chat room for me, but as of right now, I'm just focused on being online, so the chat room is not currently open, so I'm sorry about that. You got to come on over, you got to call in, and all thing you got to do is call in 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748. All right, with that in mind, I'll give you a couple seconds to go ahead and sign in. Call in, and we will get started.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And the truth shall set you free!
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay.
All right. We are back in Atlanta. I see you in the house tonight. There are quite a few people from Atlanta. Thank you so very much. I don't know what's happening in Atlanta, but my following is growing in the Atlanta area, so I appreciate you. All right, guys, listen. We're talking about conflict resolution in your relationship. How do you deal with it? Why is it so prevalent right now for me to be talking about? Why do I need to give a truth on this? Because lately, a lot of my coaching clients have been, you know, couples who are in relationships and they got issues. And I got to be honest with you. I prefer, you know, a client that says, hey, nothing's wrong. Everything's wonderful. But we want to keep it that way. So we want to do a checkup. We want to make sure we connect in. How can we make it better? Man, I love those kind of clients. That's a wonderful thing. However, the clients, what seems to be the top you know, ticket for me right now is conflict resolution. What's going on? And you're calling after the problem has occurred. There are some things about your relationship and about you that you need to know, that you need to understand, and it will, I guarantee you, it will help your relationship more so than you can ever, ever imagine. So what I'm going to be sharing with you this evening is a couple things. I'm going to be talking to you about some things you have to determine in your relationship and in the conversation, if you're going to have a conversation with your mate, your spouse, your lover, whatever the case may be. It's up to you. I don't discriminate, and I hope you won't. So I'll be sharing with you from both sides. Either way, again, for those who are just coming on, welcome, welcome, welcome. You can always, always chime in on any question that I post or anything that you have a question about concerning what I've said or what we're talking about tonight. Just press 1 on your keypad, on your phone, rather. It'll let me know that you're trying to ask a question. I'll acknowledge you, let you do your thing, and then we'll keep going from there. Okay, so here are some things that you're going to need and help determine where you are in your relationship before you start getting into this conversation whenever there's a problem. And a lot of times the problems occur when people, I don't know, they have money issue. Let me see, what are some of the problems that I've been dealing with lately? Facebook, oh my. There have been some issues about Facebook. Hey, guys, let me tell you, I read a quote today that said if Facebook is a problem in your relationship, then Facebook is not the problem. Wow, isn't that deep? If Facebook is a problem or becoming a problem in your relationship, then Facebook is not the problem. Think about it. That's important. So Facebook has been some issues, has been some money issues. There have been some trust and boundary issues, people not respecting the relationship they're in, and also some things to a point where older couples, wow, I just heard, again, a potential client today been in their relationship for 20 plus years, and now they're drifting apart. I'm telling you, it's the attack on marriage has never been greater, and the odds out there of you surviving, I don't care if it was less than 1%. That little less than 1%, that fraction gives me enough encouragement to keep pressing on to save as many marriages as I can. So here's some things that you have to determine, that you have to get, you know, talked out and make sure both parties understand if you're going to handle some conflicts in your relationship. The very first thing you got to determine is, can this be resolved peacefully? Can we go ahead and determine, hey, listen, we're not going to argue. We don't want to. We want to be heard. We want to give our piece of the story or share what we want to share. But can we do this peacefully? Can we not raise our voice? And can we be reminded, if we raise our voice, can we say, hey, turn your volume down a little bit? Can we say that in such a manner where you say, hey, you know what? You're right. My bad. Or whatever the case may be. You got to determine that if you're going to have a discussion about it, not an argument about it, but a discussion. Now, will there be arguments in your relationship? Absolutely. Don't let anyone tell you that you won't. I've been with my wife 30 years, married for 27. Do we still have arguments? Absolutely. We had one a couple of days ago. But how we deal with the arguments are a little bit different. We're kind of on that next level thing, you know. So we agree that we will not go to bed, after an argument and be mad at each other. We try to compete to see who's going to be the first person to apologize and to hug and kiss. We do no apologies without touching, without feeling each other, without having some kind of contact, because an apology just openly without contact is really, you know, you're kind of making an excuse for being upset or trying to patronize the person who you have an argument with. No, you got to touch them and mean it. Put some feeling behind it. So, again, there's a lot of other things that we do that, but do arguments still occur? Yes. Listen to this. Arguments in a relationship are normal. All right, let me move on. So, number one, please determine in the beginning of the conversation whether or not you can resolve it peacefully. Okay, that's super, super important. Now, number two is equally important. What is the infraction? What happened? But more so, who committed the infraction? You know, riding home, listening to Sirius FM and Kevin Hart, I was listening to the Jamie Foxx station. I forget the number it is, but Kevin Hart was on there, and he was talking about how men are and how sometimes we just, you know, he said, lady, you can know, you know, your man might be kind of stupid because we give stupid answers for stuff when we get in trouble. And it gives an example. He says, you know, she asked him a question. Hey, you didn't think, you know, sitting down here by this pool with all these half-naked women, nothing was wrong with that? You just having a good time with them? And he's like, no, yeah, I was waiting on you. You know, and I just bust out laughing because we know, I know, you know, if you ladies, if you're surrounded, I don't know, you happen to have to go by college one day or go to the park and all these have, you know, they're playing a football game and shirts and no shirts, or basketball game, no shirts and shirts, and they just sweating and the sweat glistening off of their skin and they're muscular and you just sitting there watching. And then your man shows up and he's like, hey, you know, what's the deal? And so you got to give him a reason for it. Give him what's going on. And you guys are so smooth. You guys can get out of it. But we as men, sometimes we stumble on that fact. No one knows to say. Just stupid stuff, crazy stuff. So, but what is the infraction? What happened? No matter how minuscule it is, or how humongous it could be, what happened and who committed that infraction? That's super important. And the question now is, you know, along these same lines is, was I wrong in what I did? Did I actually do it or did someone do it to me? All that kind of stuff is good. You got to kind of determine that in the beginning. It's super, super important before you get into the details of this conflict that you guys are having. All right. Number three. At the beginning of this conversation, you have to determine, hey, what can be lost or what can be gained by this discussion, you know? And I'm being very real about that because people have departed and left their relationships because they couldn't constrain themselves. They argued, they fussed to a point where a person says, hey, forget it. Or, well, that's a nice word. They say F you, or, you know, I ain't got to put up with this BS. And before you know it, they're separated. All because of somebody's pride or because somebody's trying to get out of something and using drastic measures to get out of it. So I want to say again, you got to ask yourself, hey, what can be lost? And moreover, what can be gained? You know, how is this conversation going to help us? Let's not even have it if we don't think it's going to help. But if it's going to help, what are we planning to get out of this? What's the end result? So that's super, super important before you start in a relationship. Now, I told you, and I advertised it, this is going to be next level stuff. This is not just somebody giving you advice. This is Coach Zeke coaching. And normally coaching is a two-part where we both are talking. You guys normally lead the agenda. But I want to give these facts to you, give these things you have to determine from a coaching standpoint to help better your relationship. So trust me on this. You want to use these, okay? All right, number four. You want to ask the person, now this is going to get deep. This is going to get heavy, and you're going to probably, you know, it's probably going to take you back a little bit, but you got to ask them for permission to record the session or the discussion that you guys are going to have. Okay, let me tell you why that's super important. Now, you can do video or audio. It's up to you. But if you got a cell phone, you can do either one. More so audio, because you can easily say, hey, I want to record this and put it down, and then you guys talk. But it's important that you ask for permission, not from a legal standpoint, but from a caring standpoint. Now, from a caring standpoint of this, hey, listen, I want to record this because I want to say what I mean and mean what I say. And at the end of this, I know we're going to gain some stuff, but I want to be able to accurately support what I said and you accurately support what you said by having some proof of it. You know, that's super, super important. You will not believe the number of sessions that I have coached and the couples, you know, said certain things in the beginning and then turn around towards the end and say, hey, I didn't say that. And I'm like, yeah, you did. I'm taking the notes. Here's what happened. Here's what you said. People say things when they are moved by emotions. When their emotions are heightened, when whatever they're talking about means a whole lot to them, they will say things sometimes and really don't mean what they say, or better yet, have not, you know, thought it through and calculated exactly the outcome of what's going to take place when you say what you say. You cannot let those words out of your mouth and expect for them to disappear and people not pay attention to them. They will gravitate to certain things, especially if it hurts or they know it to be a lie. And you cannot defend something saying, no, I didn't say that, and argue people down and say, no, you see that wrong. That's why it's important. Record it. Talk about it. Record it. It's important. It's so important that after you've recorded enough conversations, it will get to a point where the whole purpose of this is to move you more towards the truth. It is to move you more to saying what you really feel and mean versus being moved by your emotions. This is paramount. This is priceless. Trust me, it works. All right. Number five. All right. You have to, in the beginning, you have to, and this is important, no matter how mad you are, no matter how upset you are, you need to hug and kiss before you begin. Let me say it again. You need to hug and kiss before you begin. That's super, super important. And the reason why it's so important, it calms both parties down. No matter what you're about to talk about, it's going to calm you down. Especially, it depends on let me rephrase that. It might piss you off in a certain way because somebody know they're wrong, but try to smooch and kind of smooth you up there to make sure they're not getting in any deeper trouble. Nah, it doesn't work that way. The whole purpose of this, you can still say, yeah, I love you, and you're wonderful. All right, good. Now let's have this discussion. And you keep on with the discussion, and that's important, okay? So you hug and you kiss before you begin. Now, if you are a believer in Christ and you consider yourself to be a spiritual person, I want to say to you, number six might be the most valuable part that you can do, and that is you can pray before you begin. You can pray before you begin. Guys, that's super, super important. It puts you on the same accord in your relationship. It bases it on a spiritual outcome and the strength of your belief in order to forgive, to forget, to love in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you're doing. Because I believe the architect of all relationships is Jesus Christ. And I believe that if there's a problem or an issue with the product of marriage, if you will, that has taken place in your life and you can't seem to fix it, I can't seem to fix it, then, you know, we got to take it for sure back to the manufacturer. And that's Christ himself. That's super, super important for you to understand. All right. Now, those are some things you got to determine once you start trying to resolve some conflicts in your relationship. Now, here are some things also I want to add. I got a couple minutes here left. Guys, you have any questions or comments, please press 1 on your keypad. I would gladly stop and address whatever you might have, but I want to continue on to help you with a few other things. All right. Excuse me. I'm getting over a small little cold here, so sorry about that. Here are some things that I want to bless you with, and I believe that it's going to help you in a very, very big way when it comes to relationships, when it comes to dealing with yourself in the relationship. And a lot of people haven't had any individual coaching, individual counseling, whatever you want to call it, enough to recognize that they have issues as well. So let me share one thing with you, especially when it comes to marriages or heavily involved relationships to where, you know, you guys have committed on being married. Okay. Here's the very first thing. You cannot be selfish. You have to be selfless. It's important because if you're selfish, then I'm telling you, then it's all about you winning. And it doesn't matter about the other person. You don't even listen well when you're selfish, because only thing you're thinking about is how you're going to combat, how you're going to say something to refute what they're saying. So you have to be selfless to a place where you clear your thoughts and say, hey, listen, I really want to hear you, and I want to hear your concerns, and I'm concerned about whatever you might want to share. Talk to me, you know, and you put your stuff on the back burner. You close it out that you may use, you know, intuition and respond in the moment of what's going on as you think about what they're saying to you. That's super, super important. All right. And then you also listen. This is really, really good. This came to me through some meditation that I was doing and just trusting God on saving marriages. You have to love like you're going to die together. You got to love your mate. You got to love them. And this is heavy duty now. This is not for the person who in a 5-year, you know, relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, and there's really no commitment. No, this is for somebody who says, I'm marrying this person, or I've been married to this person, and we're going to make it in spite of our problems. You have to love like you're going to die with that person. Like you're going to, you know, 80 years from now, you guys are going to lay down and sleep together, and you're going to wake up in heaven. You have to love that way right now as you establish the foundations and the fabric that hold your relationship together. It's important that you do that. And then you got to seek to please that person, that mate. It has to be your life's mission. You know, the Isley Brothers has a song called My Mission is to Please You. And I play that often for my wife sometimes in intimate moments. Ah, look at there. It's important, though. It's important, important, important that your mission is to please your mate in every area, in every way. And it goes both ways, not just the man pleasing the woman, not just the woman pleasing the man. But you have to determine what pleases your mate. How can I please you? How can I make you happier? What can I do for you? Okay, that's super, super important. This is one of the fourth things that I think is paramount if you're going to have a better relationship, and this is important. This is for my people who are single, or when I say single, I mean that you're not married. So you might be in a relationship, but you're not married. You have to, once you recognize that this might be the one, this person, you know, that you're with, and I know you have to be with them for a cause and for a purpose. You're not just wasting your time with somebody. So if you know that for surety, and you don't know exactly where the relationship is going to go, that's fine. But you feel like this is a person that you might can spend the rest of your life with. Guys, I'm telling you need to stop looking for something better, because everywhere you look, you're going to find something better. Trust me, you will. Or you might think it's better. You know, it might look better. It might walk better. It might talk better. It might be bigger or smaller. It might be, you know, thick or thin, whatever the case may be, will you find something better? Is there always something better out there? Most times it is, but you have to be settled with where you are and what you have. This is your portion. Love it. Take care of it. Nurture it. Build it. Invest in it. It's yours. That's what you have to do. So stop looking for better. Stop looking around. We make that mistake so much in our relationships. It's crazy. I can't believe it. So many. That's why a lot of infidelity happens. That's why people cheat. That's why they find themselves in a place where they should never have been, because they still look around. Stop looking. All right. Now, this is equally important. Never stop working on you. I hope you got that. Never stop working on you. You have to evolve and get better every day. You know your strengths. You know your weaknesses. And that's a whole nother coaching topic that I want to talk about. But sharing with people and talking with them. And I don't do the typical approach when it comes to coaching and trying to instill personality or to bring out and to strengthen someone's self-esteem or whatever the case may be. I always ask this major question, and this question is worth $1 million, and that is, what is your biggest weakness? You know, most people, they love themselves so much that they give themselves a buy, or they give themselves an easy answer that's beautiful or nice or pretty. You know, the answer is, I guess I give too much in the beginning. You know, that's a pretty way of saying I'm a slut. That's a pretty way of saying that I'm naive. That's a pretty way of saying that, you know what, I ain't got no training. I really don't know what I'm doing, so I just give it all in the beginning because I think they love me. I had daddy issues. I have, you know, that's, all those are just pretty ways of camouflaging what the real deal is. It's important. So if you continue to work on you, you get better and better and better. And when you get better, you expect more. And guess what? Your weight, your self-esteem, your value, your worth increases astronomically. It expands in such a way where exponentially is what I'm trying to say. And that's super, super important, because one of the biggest issues that I'm dealing with ladies between the ages of 18 and about 34 is self-esteem issues. They're really having a lot of women having issues in that particular area, knowing your worth. My book, I don't know what I'm waiting on. It's finished. I need to finish up on it and get it published, but knowing your worth is super valuable. It's going to help a lot of people. All right, almost done. And then my very last thing I want to say with you, I want to share with you, and I'll open up for any question that you might have as we draw to a close, and that is, you have to, and this is super important, if you help your mate, listen to me carefully, if you help your mate become the person they want to be, they will become the person you need them to be. So you don't have to work to change them. Trust me, you don't. But if you work to help them become the person that they want to be, oh my God, they will become the person you need them to be. Trust me on that. It's real. It's the truth. And I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been fantastic. It's been fun. You're free now to ask any question you might like as we draw to a close here. Free to comment on anything. Please, I want to encourage you and let you know about a greater, big, big announcement. I shouldn't be saying it so quick. I'm telling you, it's on its way. And that is a relationship academy that I'm developing right now. Taking up a lot of my time that I'm trying to finish up and get published. And on the web, it's going to be covering so many topics and so many areas. And a lot of these modules, you'll get a certificate on it, if it matters to you. But teaching you and talking to you about dating, how to date, you know, and teaching you the levels of dating and relationship and pursuing, teaching you how to sustain your marriage, how to move on from being hurt in relationships, from infidelities, being understanding about step parenting. I mean, there are so many levels to this. I mean, it's going to be epic, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited that God laid it on my heart to share it. So, guys, look forward to it coming. Keep checking out my Facebook. Keep checking it out for the videos. We're going to continue to send you those as well. And don't forget, every Tuesday, sorry about that, my timer is counting down, every Tuesday, 6 o'clock, join me right here for Truthful Tuesday, where I want to share with you things that's going to bless you tremendously. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay.